So, as each of you had your own little side quest, you went out and explored the world just a little bit, knowing that you had a bit of a time crunch. As you each find yourselves moving towards where the portal was, as you each get there, you see that Jess has beat you there by a few minutes, with pockets stuffed with money.
You like money.
Everybody, with the exception of Anne, looks like their pockets are bulging, and this would be a bad time to step on a scale.
Yes.
Can I just point out that at the end of my session, Caleb said to me, "You remember what was all over the street?" And I said, "Yep." And he's like, "And?" And I'm like, "I'm going to fly through that portal before it closes."
That was your choice. I'd just like to make sure that is clear.
Yeah.
1 second, we'll say. Sue the cat. Dust water bottle. Go.
Cats are awesome.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, mine still tries to kill me in my sleep, so.
It's what they do.
It's a good thing he's cute.
As you guys leap yourselves through the portal before it indeed does just kind of close itself in a fizzle of sparks and then all gone with this kind of like rotten egg odor. So you find yourselves back in the room with the shattered statues, and everybody roll me perception.
Oh, this is going to end badly, isn't it?
11.
19.
Uh,
14. No Andy today?
I was going to say, I thought he was here already.
Oh, there he is. He just popped on.
Do we start without Andy? Oops.
We totally did.
And when I logged in, I was like, oh, great, I'm not the last one here. And then we started.
I've been here for a while. I've been playing Final Fantasy 14, and I almost missed the session because of it.
Well, I put together that spell book, Caleb, on that app.
Oh,
there's some pretty dope spells on here.
Remember, it doesn't change the number of spells you can prepare each day or the number of slots that you have.
I only have three slots.
Yeah, you also do have to meet the level requirement for it, too.
Yeah. I only reviewed the level 1 spells that I'm able to use, and those are pretty dope alone.
That's a good call. Can bards use spell books? They are an arcane caster. I don't know. Either here nor there right at the moment.
That color spray, man, is a lot of math for the DM. Holy shit.
Yeah, but it's fun.
Non-damaging, but it has some interesting applications.
Such as?
You'll find them. You're an intelligent and creative player.
A ray of flashing light springs from my hand, and I roll this amount, 6d10, and then subtract their hit points starting from the lowest up to the top. That's the damage they take. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Not the damage. Keep reading.
Oh. They're blinded.
Mm. More.
I don't get it. Subtract each creature's hit point from the total before moving on to the creature with the next lowest hit points. A creature's hit points must be equal two or less than the remaining total for the creature to be affected. I don't get it. What am I missing?
So when you would shoot that out, it would cover, what is the area it says it covers?
A 15-foot cone.
Okay, so out from you, three squares, and at that end point, it's 15 feet across, and it works back towards you in a triangle. Say there are three creatures in that area when you cast the spell, you'd roll that amount, and then give me the total, and then which I would so say the guy in the back, the furthest from you, only has 5 hit points. I subtract 5 from that total number, he is blinded, I move on to the next guy. If I subtract all of his hit points, he's blinded, I move on to the next.
Okay. Yeah, so it just blinds a bunch of people.
But there's no save. That's the big thing. It's all based on hit points.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're blinded for sure. I can blind big groups of enemies.
Yeah, if you roll high enough.
As long as they're low level. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, it's really... You can attack really...
one bat. Color spray. And they're all fucking blocked.
They're bats, though. Who cares? Don't do that to a news, whatever you do. That will not affect the news.
Maybe there's something in audio equivalent. A sonar also, equivalent.
Yeah, also will not affect the news. Yeah. Yeah. Light and sound don't really affect Jell-O. That eat you.
You know, sound should.
You would, well, I mean, it hurts them if it does damage, but other than that.
Yeah. And some light should as well, because lasers would cut it up. And what
That would be fire damage. That is firebolt.
Fair enough.
Or scorching ray, and they do damage to them, okay. Unless they're immune to fire.
It does do damage, unless it doesn't.
Yeah, that's like everything though in the game. It does damage, yeah. Unless it doesn't.
Unless it doesn't. This plan will work until we all die.
Yeah, until it doesn't.
Yeah. Anyways, so we made it to the portal. And whatnot. We're on the other side just to catch Andy up.
Okay. Are we exchanging stories of what happened on our own adventures, or?
Oh, well, I mean,
I think we'll do it.
You just stepped back through the portal into the room that you had killed all of the, or smashed all of those statues up, like 2.5 hours ago. And I wanted your perception checks.
Yes.
11.
I had 19.
14.
9.
All right. So at first, K2 and Nilrim, you don't notice this, but the other two of you see in one of the dark corners of the room a pair of yellow eyes staring out. And then you hear...
You heard what? All right. I will pull out my new short bow and take aim.
I'm going to toss it a ration from my pack. Incidentally, my last one.
As this large kitten jumps into the air and catches it. And by large kitten, I mean like the size of a Labrador dog with these funny lumps on its back and 6 legs.
Please don't shoot, my friend.
Oh, boy. Is it the same thing that I saw?
Yeah, it definitely looks like the same thing that you saw.
Oh, boy.
Please don't hurt my friend. I saved him.
Do we all see this right now?
At this point, now that they've started discussing it, it's jumped out of the shadows. Yes, you do indeed see this large dog-sized kitten with 6 legs chomping down on a piece of jerky.
Oh, boy.
And I go over and scratch its ears.
Is it in the way of the stairs?
No.
We start walking back very slowly.
Well, they were pit fighting these things when I was over there on the other side of the portal.
I know.
They're all ghosts, by the way, in case you guys didn't catch on. They're all dead people.
Got that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were going somewhere weird and building corpse houses of some kind.
Yeah, I didn't look that hard. Because...
Yeah, I kind of left pretty quickly after that, mostly because I still had to find a book on how to take care of this thing, because I rescued it, and now it's sticking with me, and I just hope that someday it doesn't decide to eat me.
So, Caleb, it doesn't have tentacles, correct? And you said it had stumps?
Yeah, it has these big, large stumps coming out of its shoulder blades.
Does it look like something's been cut off, or does it look like they're growing?
That not that something has been cut off, that it would be something growing.
Ah, okay. So this one must be pretty young. It doesn't even have its tentacles yet.
I give it a hug.
It snuggles with you as it's, you know, still chewing on the last little bit of jerky. You notice that he seems to like jerky. However, it takes him a long time to eat it.
It takes everyone.
I give him some of my special catnip.
Oh, you're going to get him high? Dude.
That could be so dangerous.
Dude, you don't get this place to be high.
Or maybe he likes it. You don't know.
My character doesn't know what it is, by the way.
Neither does mine, so he's going to go get it high.
My player knows what it is, but my character has no earthly idea what the hell this thing is.
My player and character have no clue what this little thing is, and we're still going to go get it high.
I'm pretty All right, sure go for it. That my player squealed in excitement when I heard the description of six legs and stumps.
Yeah, sounds like a cool guy. Maybe he just needs a friend.
Maybe.
So I just put the catnip on the ground and take some steps back. Very passively.
Are you smoking a blunt right now?
Oh, yes. Always. Constantly. Forever.
As you wander up to it, it is less interested in the catnip in your hand, but it, like, comes over and starts, like, it's only up to, like, your knee, and it's kind of, like, trying to sniff at the smoke. Pow!
Okay, well, let's try something here. I'm going to cast Comprehend Languages. I got this from a spell book from my little adventure here, and try and communicate with this little guy.
Are they intelligent enough to have a language?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm curious, though. He made a sound. That might mean something.
I'm working on that right now.
Comprehend languages needs an actual language. Most animals it doesn't work on because they don't actually have language. In case you're wondering about rulings and stuff like that. This thing, though, I have no idea, because they're pretty smart, if I remember correctly. So,
They are reasonably wise, not very smart.
Again, I'm thinking of blink dogs.
They have a blood flute with blink dogs.
Yeah, we better not get this thing anywhere near a blink dog.
What about when I turn into one?
It will try to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pure instinct. They just kill each other on sight.
On sight, yeah. Although we don't know that, so by all means, turn yourself into a blink dog.
I think Nyssa would know that, being that she's Fae and all.
Did you make your check?
Well, I recognize.
She did identify what it was.
Okay, so then you might know that. That would be pretty common knowledge.
Okay, so John, that's the super cute kitten version. Now I'm going to send what it's going to look like when it gets full grown.
I'm in. Oh, I want to be his friend.
Oh, they get scared. They're naturally evil, so this is going to be fun.
Well, maybe he'll like me. I'm going to befriend this little animal. Hopefully he speaks a language here.
Unfortunately, it does not speak any language. Although It does, like, try to paw at your leg and is, like, looking up at the weird burning thing in your hand.
I'm going to offer him the weird burning thing in my hand.
Probably going to try to eat it.
He leans in and he, like, sniffs the smoke. As he spins around sneezing.
Slow down, little guy.
All right, so we should probably take a little quick rest. Do we want to rest in here or move on up? I'd say in here, because I don't think the gnolls, what's left of them, will come down here.
I think it'd be great to have a rest in here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a rest.
One way in, so be easy to go off to guard.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what I'm thinking too. All right, so you guys have a rest while I serenade you with my... I can't remember what my flute does. I didn't write that down.
I'm going to create a little like nest with some of my clothes there beside me for the little creature there.
But
all right, so you guys are chilling out with the cat thing.
So we all kind of like flop down in a group, and Nissa's going to be like, "Hey, before we actually get some rest, does anybody know what this might do?" And she holds out in her hands this extremely elaborate golden scroll.
Ooh, I think my character might know something about scrolls, but I'm not sure. He knows arcana? How to make them. Yeah, I have good arcana, plus 6 in arcana.
Hey, Caleb?
I got arcana? Nothing in arcana, so...
Yeah, that is arcana. If you are proficient in arcana, which I believe you are...
I am proficient in everything.
Ooh.
Fair enough. Show off.
That's jack of all trades. You're considered proficient in every skill.
I like it.
So, yeah. 15 for me.
What do we roll it? We're rolling?
Yep.
Roll your knowledge arcana. Oh no!
Rogue die! Rogue die!
Yeah. And it wasn't good anyway. With the plus 6, it's only a 14.
If you would have gotten a 1, that would have been a rogue 1.
Is that good?
That was good.
As you guys unhook the two golden dragon head, or the golden dragon head at the top, and slide the cap off, you pull out the scroll, and as you're trying to read it, the letters seem to move around the page.
Oh yeah, we're gonna just roll this back up and steal it back up, and this is spelled of some kind. Reading it could drive us crazy. It could explode. Could do nothing. Who knows?
Let's find someone that we don't care about as a guinea pig to read that shit.
Anybody who would know how to read this would probably not read this.
Well, how the hell are we going to translate this without getting hurt?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
I'm open to suggestions, but... I say we don't read this until the words stop moving.
Maybe we'll force someone to read it by, like, physical force. Or threatening a family member or something.
That's one way, I guess.
Yeah, we're pirates.
Yeah. Nissa will slide it into her pack and sit down and be like, "Huh. I mean, I figure it's got to be worth something. I had to distract the nice librarian and steal her keys and then figure out which key went in the lock, and then I had to open the lock, and then the key snapped and it made a noise, and I really had to fly really fast, but it's gold and it was locked up and it's pretty, so it's got to be worth something."
Oh shit, that snap the librarian heard is what she thought I made of that noise, and I covered for you at the same time stealing a spellbook from that Wayland guy. Stealing his spellbook.
Oh my goodness.
Using prestidigitation. When I was leaving, there was a click, and the librarian got up to look at me, and I said, "I just dropped my coin purse." She went back down. I guess that was you the whole time.
Might have been.
Oh, I hope they don't know this. Okay. Hopefully they don't notice that you guys stole stuff from them. They're powerful.
I used prestidigitation, and she's convinced, but... if we ever get caught, I'm blaming you.
I just flew. But in my defense...
Blaming who?
Whoever's closest to me and then running.
In my defense, the wizard told me I could take anything I wanted as long as I left through the portal in 2 hours, so I didn't get stuck there.
That is our only saving grace. He did say we can have anything that we could carry. Yep. So
and I could
technically...
carry, so I'm good. I would even consider that a lawful good decision because I followed the law.
That's lawful. I wouldn't go so far as to say it's good.
Yeah,
that's lawful.
Possibly not.
I also met this like giant tree who gave me 3 seeds that I'm supposed to plant on cool places, and then gave me some skill where I can like walk once a day and things will grow from my feet underneath.
You're a warlock.
That's pretty cool. I'm a wizard, but
you're a warlock. That's how warlocks operate. That's nifty. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
cool. I stole a six-legged cat and a scroll. Oh, and a book on how to care for the cat.
Oh, is this cat our friend then already?
I think so.
It's Mrs. Right. friend, that's for sure.
Oh shit, I didn't know that. I'm just trying to steal your friend. I'm sorry.
Anyways, you guys should sit down and at least have a take a 15-minute break.
Yeah.
And then we'll get going. I don't really want to sleep here though.
Fair enough.
Okay, well, so a short rest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? I got to use this arcane recovery. I'm going to use that.
Yeah, you are level 2, so you'd gain half of your wizard level in spell slots back. So you'd gain first level spell slot back.
Yep.
Just one.
Just one.
Yeah.
And you can also spend up to 2 hit dice. Bear in mind, if Caleb is going by the standard rules, you can only recharge half your hit dice for a long rest. So if you use one, you'll get that one back. But if you use both, you'll only get one back for a long rest. Just an FYI. Also, I'm going to be using my Bardic Healing Song, which means that you guys will gain an extra D6 on top of whatever it is you spend.
What is this hit dice D6? We get that's what we're recovering in hit points?
Well, that's just from me. From your class, it'll be whatever your hit dice is. Like mine is a D8.
Mine's a D6.
D6, yeah. So you have 2 D6 you can spend right now in a short rest. In any short rest, you can spend them. But once you spend them, obviously they're spent. So if you spend one now and one later, then you won't have any more left. But you can spend both right now if you want to. So, but when
and
we do
how
a long,
do you gain them back?
Long rest, long rest will give you half back.
So I have 2 D6 because I'm a level 2. Is that how it works?
Yep. That's how many hit dice you have.
Okay.
So you'll roll 1 D6 if you spend one. But then I'm adding another D6 on top of that. So you can roll at maximum 3 D6 right now. Spend both of your hit dice and the one I'm giving you. Or you can just roll the one hit dice and the one I'm giving you. Or no. But yeah, I think you have to spend a hit dice for my song to work.
I only have one hit point, so I'm going to be spending some hit dice here.
Yeah, so with that, it depends if we're going to do another... if we're going to do another short rest at all today or not, but...
Yeah, I'm down to one as well, so I am also going to spend a hit die.
I'm going to spend the one you're giving me and then one from my 2, so I'll still have one left. So I can roll that now?
Yes, and remember, you do add your constitution modifier to the hit dice that you spend.
Plus one, okay. So both dice?
No, just to the one.
Yeah, you only add the constitution modifier to the total.
Oh, okay. One was a 6 and one was a 1, for fuck's sakes.
Oh.
So 7 plus your constitution modifier, that's what you get back.
8. Okay.
So there you go. And everyone gets that extra D6, by the way.
Yeah.
So as long as you can see and hear me.
That was brilliant. Thank you so much for that.
That's perfect. I'm back up to 18.
Nice. I have 9 now, so I'm not...
I got 12. That's good. I'll survive a little bit longer.
Yeah. It's the only... It's a handy trait that the bard has. Sorry, there, Caleb.
What's that skill called, Caleb? The act of what? For that growing under my feet thing?
I haven't named it yet. I will get back to you on that one.
Okay.
But yeah, it just creates like a bunch of like little tiny flowers and some blades of grass and stuff. But yeah, you can walk around and make some cool shit grow.
Nice.
You know, maybe some marijuana dick in someone's lawn.
Oh yeah. I just
thought you definitely. You could experiment with throwing seeds on the ground and walking on them and seeing what happens. Who knows?
Well, I got seeds. Those 3 seeds. I think I have an idea. Okay, anyways. Short rest over, I guess?
Yeah, well, it's 15 minutes, so that's what Caleb has said, which is nice because an hour long is just too much.
It really is. Nobody in an active combat zone is going to be like, yes, let's sit down for tea and fucking crumpets.
Yeah. Yeah, I can. Like I said, I can understand it being like 15 minutes for the first one and half an hour for the second and maybe an hour for the third if you happen to get a third. That makes sense that it takes longer for you to get the same effect between long rests, but just straight up an hour is stupid.
Yeah. Well, rules as written, you're only supposed to get, in a 24-hour period, 2 short rests and 1 long rest. This gets a little noodly. I personally don't give a damn how many long or short rests you take, but effects that would fire on a short rest, you can only use twice in a 24-hour period, so that doesn't get broken.
So what about spending hit dice, though, because that's a limited resource?
Yes.
So we could
spend fill up on short rest. So
that'll be the only thing that we could use on as many short rests as we have hit dice, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good, good.
Yeah, that I'm not messing with, because...
But like the spell restoration thing that that John just used, that would only trigger a maximum twice per day.
Yes.
Okay. Cool beans. Of course, it doesn't affect me at all. I have no abilities that actually trigger off a short rest, so except for the song.
And this won't kick in until later levels, just because of the math. On a long rest, you do get half of your hit dice back. When that number gets to a point that it can be cut in half, after the first 4 hours, you get the first one. After the second 4 hours, you get the second half.
Okay,
so like once we're level 8 or whatever not, then you would get like 2 and then 2.
Yeah, well, by level... Yeah, at level 4, you would get 1 and then 1. That way, if something interrupts the second half of your long rest, you still got at least 1 hit dice back.
All right, then I have to ask you, round it up or round it down? Like, for level 3, for example, will we get 2 hit dice back or 1?
You mean like in the first half versus the second half?
Both. Because if we're level 3, say we spend all 3 of our hit dice, will we, on a long rest, regain 1 hit dice or regain 2? Because half of 3 is 1.5, so.
Yeah, I believe it's rounded down.
Rounded down? Okay, so that will make things a little bit lethal. Cool. And obviously then we won't achieve that double thing until level 4. Okay.
Yeah.
All good. We're badasses. We got this.
I wouldn't go so far as to say good. That can get us killed pretty easily. But we do have other things helping us, so.
Yeah.
Just gotta be careful, that's all.
Okay, now here's the next question. If you're spending your hit die and your rest gets interrupted, but Jess was playing us a really pretty song, does that bonus count for the first half or the second half?
That only works on a short rest, so...
Oh, short rest. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, that doesn't work on a long rest. At least I don't think
so we're only getting 1 spell slot back now, if we have 3?
You are getting 1 spell slot back. I'm getting Jack and Squat.
I'm getting one back.
That's a wizard ability.
So we round down, that's... Okay.
Yeah, half your level.
Yeah.
Round it down. So yeah, we're level 2, you get 1 back. 1 level 1.
Hey, that's...
Yeah.
Hey, that's only 1 works. Level 1 spell you didn't have.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right, so you guys are here hanging out for the next little bit. What I assume your plan is to leave.
Yeah.
What is everybody sitting at for hit points right now?
I have 9 out of my possible 14.
I am happily sitting at maximum hit points.
I've got 12 of 15. I'm doing good.
Okay, I'm just going to pump an additional 5 into Milrim then, just to get him topped up.
Thanks, man.
Which only leaves me 5 for the day.
Okay.
I realized how bad that sounded.
Yeah.
After I said it.
It was good.
Now I need to break up with him, so it'll be a pump and dump. I'm sorry. I'll see myself out.
No, it's not always a pump and dump. Sometimes it's a come and go.
Oh!
I assume you guys want to try and leave as you're heading up the stairs. You make your way back up through the spiral. And the dice like you guys today.
So far.
The staircase itself going all the way to the top still exists, but the force wall around it has faded.
Oh, perfect. That means that we can just climb up and out?
Yeah.
We don't need to go all the way to the top? Perfect.
Yeah. As you step out into the center of these four towers, it's later in the day, probably 4:30, 5 o'clock, judging by the sun. The ground is wet and kind of mucky, but like it's almost a bog-ish down in here. But otherwise, everything seems intact. You don't see any gnolls around. Are you planning on heading back down to the boat and heading back to the mainland, or what would you guys like to do? You can go see the frogs.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna throw this out there that if we go back to the mainland, we can, you know, spend our loot.
Mm-hmm.
But if we start carting around everywhere, I'm not running anywhere right now, so I don't really want to get into a big fight over anything, and I don't trust the frog people.
And I really don't want my cat to lick the frog people and die.
All of those are very valid points, and I think we should get the hell out of here while the getting's good.
Yeah.
Alright, so you guys start making your way down towards the boat. It's, Nissa, you notice that everybody else in the party is moving a little bit slow.
Do I hear the clinking of their pockets?
Oh, yes.
It's not just the pockets. I have a backpack literally full of gold.
Do you want to know how many gold pieces I picked up?
Zero. And a saddlebag full of gold. And pockets full of gold. Got a lot of gold, I'm just saying.
I would say that technically I don't think I'd be moving that slow.
Okay, no, for you, that's fine.
You normally wear heavy armor?
I'm a Goliath. So my weight encumbrance is 480 pounds.
Nice. Yeah, you might not even be encumbered at all.
No.
Depending on how much money you have.
No, he's doing just fine, but you do jingle when you walk.
Yeah, I'm 7 pounds away from max. I am not running anywhere.
Okay, we'll move slow but fast. Let's go.
You think I have a rogue?
Crouch and let's go.
All right, so you you make your way back down to the boat, which is where Nilrum tied it off when you guys first got here, and then was double checked by other people.
Quick side note. On our way back, I just want to quickly check to see if our buddy's still swinging.
Our buddy's still swinging.
The guy
that I hung up where we're slow roasting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about him. As you as you head back over to the where you, it's on the way, so you head back around that way, you start to smell the scent of burnt fur as you come upon this. The gnoll is indeed still hanging upside down. However, he's not on fire, although it looks like he's gotten a few sparks in the fur, but the smoke inhalation has definitely caused him to pass out. The cat suddenly lunges towards him, leaping into the air, grabbing onto his hindquarters and biting down.
You hear a scream?
No.
All right, that's cool.
Okay.
Everybody deserves a hot meal.
Smoke the bowl.
All right, rip a chunk off and grab the cat and let's go.
You guys make your way back down to the boat, the cat gnawing on a knoll leg the whole way there that it's dragging with it. You get into your glorified rowboat with a single sail and you load it down with hundreds of pounds of gold and yourselves. And you start to row. Who's rowing? Who's steering?
I'll row.
I'll steer.
Okay.
I'll play my bird pipes enthusiastically.
Sounds great. I need a strength check out of K2 and a D20 plus your proficiency for water vehicles. John.
D20 plus proficiency of what?
I think that's plus 2 for you right now.
Oh, water vehicles.
I don't know what that is. I have a proficiency in water vehicles. I just don't know the number.
Proficiency just adds your proficiency bonus, so it'd be 2 right now.
Oh, okay. My bad. Still learning.
Yeah. So
I rolled a 10, so 12.
No ability score tied to that, Caleb?
I don't think so.
It's just straight proficiency? I'm not sure. I never do things like that, so. But, yeah, still, 12 isn't bad.
No. As you begin sailing off into the night. K2, what was your strength score or strength check?
That's going to be a 17.
You make excellent time through the night as the sun sets and the clouds part overhead and puffs of cloud dotting the night sky. But you can still see the stars well enough to navigate. Here's a question that comes up. Are you heading back to the little fishing village that you bought the boat in, or are you going to just try and stay in the water and navigate your way around?
I think I have a ton of money. I never told you guys, but I have a lot of money. I think we should go buy a big boat at that fishing village.
Yeah, we could.
If we're going to be traveling the open sea.
If they have a spare boat.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Onward.
You did see a lot of larger boats in the city that you were in.
Oh, let's shop around first then.
So in the immediacy, are you heading to that fishing village like tonight? Or are you going to try and keep sailing till morning?
I would say let's take this dinghy to mainland first and assess its ability to travel a longer distance.
Deal.
All right.
Good plan.
So you guys row yourselves into the tiny fishing village, the torches sticking out of the night, guiding you into the dock. Find an empty spot and you tie off. You get up and you start heading down the dock. The night dock keeper comes out of his little shack and goes, "Oi, you gotta pay to dock up here. That'll be 3 copper.
I'm just gonna drop a gold piece and keep walking to that shady bar.
He's staring at the gold piece like, "You don't want change?"
Just walking.
Thank you!
paid him more tonight than he makes in a year.
As he slips back inside of his house, or his little work shack, and just closes the door, and you've paid for... He can't do the math that high. He's not that smart. You head back towards that shady bar that you were in. As you open up the door, the smell of fish off of the patrons is quite strong. The bar itself probably doesn't smell this bad, but these are some grubby, rough sailors who are drinking their grog. There's a 3-person bar brawl in the corner, but it seems contained.
I'm gonna go and punch one of those people in that bar brawl.
Nice.
I'm gonna have myself a drink.
I'd like you to roll me an attack on your punch.
What's your problem?
That's gonna be a 15.
You crack the first guy in the jaw and just send him reeling backwards, landing on a table. The other two look at you and go, "What's the bigger idea?" One of them takes a swing at you. They're obviously very drunk. Does a 14 hit you?
It actually does.
You take 1 point of bludgeoning damage.
Gonna crack that guy next.
Roll me another attack.
Natural 19.
So he jabs you in the ribs, and you just turn around and uppercut him so hard his feet leave the floor, and then drop him on the floor.
Now, before the other guy even gets a chance, I'm gonna be like, "Do you really want to continue this?"
He stands there, his hands are up, but you see him kind of just sit there as he slowly lowers them and goes, "No. No." Just kind of fades back into the crowd.
All right, drinks.
I'm sorry, and how many... You're buying drinks for the whole bar?
Yes.
So Caleb...
Yep.
I'm not comfortable with... Like, my character isn't comfortable wandering into a bar near nightfall or at nightfall with a backpack full of money.
That's fair.
So she's a little bit concerned on what it is that she's going to do for tonight. Is it possible for her to try to guess if it's going to be raining tonight?
Oh, I can pretend you asked me.
Well, she's just going to try to figure it out herself. Like, I guess that would be a nature check?
Sure.
Maybe perception? I don't know.
Nature, roll me nature plus perception.
Plus perception? Damn, that is a 10. I rolled an 8. It's a grand total of 10, adding my perception to it as well.
So Nissa's going to scoot back outside when she realizes Jessica's not with them. And...
Yeah, well, I'm off to the side trying to stay out of sight because, I've got a backpack full of money.
And
pockets full of money.
And a
sling full of money.
And a bra full of money.
If I could fit it in there, yeah. I guess I don't really much know of anything. I'm like, it might rain tonight.
It might. There's a couple clouds in the sky. I mean, it could rain. Could snow. Who knows?
I'm going to go over to her and cast
what month
Druidcraft.
Is it?
It is not likely to snow. That would be a very odd thing at this time of year.
Well, that's what I asked. Like, I asked myself, what month is it? Is it going to snow? What color are the leaves?
They're like a light green of late spring.
Green. Probably won't snow.
But it might rain.
Might rain. Whoa, what the hell did you come from?
So Nis is going to cast Druidcraft to predict the weather for the next 24 hours at this location.
Cloudy, overcast, but otherwise a little windy.
Okay. And she'll pass along that message.
But it's not going to rain.
It
shouldn't.
Okay. So I'm thinking maybe we should stay outside of town.
Yeah, we certainly could.
Because I got a backpack full of money. And I don't trust nobody in this town. And those two idiots just wandered into the bar full of money. They'll be fine. But what about me? But what about me? I'm just a little girl. I'm going to get beat up and rolled for my money. I like my money.
Yeah, I want to spend mine real quick. Let's go spend it on a boat first thing in the morning and find a safe place tonight.
So Nissa, are you down with spending the night out of doors?
Oh yeah, she'll stick with Jess. She's not sure what would happen if she brought the cat into the bar, so.
All right, to the out of town. We leave town. And I'm going to try not to let anyone notice me, if I can. Because I don't trust nobody with my monies. It's a lot of money. It's not as much as some of us, but it's still a lot of money. I hobble along with my clanging pockets and backpack. The crowbar is really what's making all the noise.
Yep. So you guys are heading on out of town. Back inside the bar, K2, the barkeep, says, "Around for this lot of the cheap stuff will be 5 silver.
I'm going to drop 1 platinum on the table and then sit down.
Oh, you're just asking to get your butt kicked.
Boy, yeah.
Oh, I'd love to see this bar try.
That's true.
They do outnumber you, though.
It's like taking on a room full of toddlers. I can do it.
Do it. Do it. I wholly support this endeavor.
So,
I know.
The drinks flow, and you notice these two gentlemen kind of sidle on up beside you. One of them is a rather large human that if you weren't pretty sure it was impossible, you'd swear he was part dwarf. Not because he's short, but because he's a dwarf-looking guy.
He looks like a brick?
Yeah, he looks like a brick.
Is that racist? Maybe a little.
Towards dwarves?
Yeah.
There's two of them?
There is indeed two of them. And one of them turns and... Thanks for the drink there, traveler. So tell me, what brings you to our fine little town?
Just passing through. A long day.
We couldn't help but notice that you look like you're carrying a lot, and we'd be more than happy to help lighten the load.
That sounds sick.
Sorry, my good man, I don't swing that way. Bow chicka bow.
How dare you? Get him! And he tries to, like, reach out and punch you in the face, and I'm gonna guess that a 10 doesn't hit you.
Nope.
As two other guys try and jump on you.
I'm going to return the favor in kind.
One guy jumps on your back and wraps his hands around your neck, holding on to you as you turn around and you swing at another guy. Roll me your attack.
Natural 18?
Ouch, roll me damage. Oh wait, you don't roll, you're not proficient in unarmed, so that's one plus your strength.
Well, my unarmed strike is 4.
You knock him unconscious in a single blow. And the one is still holding onto your neck. Two more come charging towards you. Be nice if they could roll above single digits and charge straight into the bar beside you.
Welcome to my nightmare.
I'm going to take this guy that's on my back and I'm going to attempt to body slam him onto the other two people.
Alrighty. Roll me acrobatics to, like, flip him.
Only a 10.
Well, I have some good news and some bad news. The good news is that you do successfully flip him over your head, but you miss both of his compatriots as you land his back directly across the bar, smashing a bunch of bottles on the other side.
Sorry.
As behind you, someone tries to hit you with a chair. Does a 14 hit you?
It does indeed.
Fucking kidding me. You take 2 points of bludgeoning damages from the chair. And then the other guy who tries to grab... A guy tries to grab you by the waist and pick you up. He is successful at grabbing you. Not picking you up. You're
right. I'm literally just going to, like, coconut smash him on the top of the head.
Roll me your attack.
15.
You bash him on the top of the head, knocking him unconscious. You notice that there's still 4 more people trying to close in on you, thinking that their numbers have grant them some sort of an edge. 2 of them come charging towards you, one with a chair and the other with just his fists. The guy with the chair manages to connect with you, dealing 5 points of bludgeoning damage. The guy with his fists is too drunk and runs right past the both of you. Your turn.
All right, I'm going to stop playing softball here. I'm going to whip out the Warhammer. And I'm going to baseball slam the nearest guy to me.
With a natural 18. Roll your damage, but he's probably dead.
I'm going to say with a 12, he probably is.
Yeah, you, like, crush in caving his skull in with your Warhammer. Nilrim, you're sitting down at the other end of the bar, and what started out as, you know, a friendly bar brawl has now turned into chairs and warhammers. What would you like to do?
So I guess I'll just kind of go in a place where I'm not really being noticed and throw a cantrip out to help our fellow companion here. Which one, though? Can I control where that acid splash goes? The second part of it? Is there 2 people within 5 feet?
Yes.
Okay, so let's use acid splash at the closest. Yeah, to get the 2 people there.
Okay, roll me your attack.
You have to make a dex save.
7.
Yeah, no.
And 7.
So 1d6. So I roll it twice or just once for both?
Dealer's choice.
I'll roll it twice. Three and three.
As the acid explodes onto both of their backs, they scream, their skin like burning and peeling away as they're like run out trying to grab drinks to like douse themselves to just stop the burning. K2, another one has a table leg. 18. He clocks you in the back of the head. You take 6 points of bludgeoning damage.
I'm going to use Stone Endurance to reduce that.
And then it's your go.
Down to nothing.
Nice. So he hits you in the back of the head. The chair, the table leg literally shatters, and your head barely moves a centimeter.
I'm going to Spartan kick him in the chest.
Roll me your attack.
That's not good. Natural 20?
Oh, you kick him so hard in the chest, you feel his breastbone shatter in the shape of your foot. As you launch him through the air, out the window.
I'm going to take this moment to be like, okay, I think we've all made our points. Can we settle down now?
We're going to hop right back to you guys. Passing out joints. As you guys, we're going to get back to you two as Jessica and Anne are heading towards the edge of town away from the bar. And all of a sudden, you hear this shatter of glass, and you look as someone is being thrown out of the bar through a window.
I guess they're handling it, since that wasn't one of our guys getting tossed out.
You guys are gonna go and set up camp?
Yeah. I'm too small, and Jess has way too much money for us to get in the middle of that.
That is totally fair. Roll me either nature or survival to find a campsite.
Okay. I'm going to do survival. I've got a better plus. Oh, that should be pretty good. 19.
You move your way through the woods just outside, just to the south of town, and you find this lovely little clearing with like clovers growing on the ground, making for a soft bed to relax on.
Yay.
Are you two just crashing tonight?
Yeah, basically. I don't have a tent or anything like that, so.
Yeah, just crashing.
Hence the concern for the rain.
That's fair.
But my cat's the size of a dog, so, I mean, snuggling with her should keep us warm. With him.
Yeah.
Is he friendly?
Yes. Because I keep feeding him.
Yes.
I have no idea if he'd stay friendly.
I'm gonna pull out the meaty part of a ration and just be like, here you go. Give it to
yes,
the
on the trip out, you did notice that he disappeared once or twice, and one of the times he came back he had the back end of a gopher hanging out of his face, so but he happily accepts the jerky that you offer to him, and he just kind of sits there gnawing on it as he curls up on the into a ball.
Hey, bedtime. Then I guess it's bedtime.
Yep.
So
you all snuggle in together.
Yeah, I'm gonna sleep on my money.
Fair enough.
I mean, somebody trying to steal your money at this point would have to wake up a cat.
Tentacle cat.
Yeah.
A tentacle. Well, I mean, it doesn't have tentacles yet. But if you're snuggled with the cat will move, the cat will wake you up. Not a bad alarm system.
Yeah. Pretty good one, I think.
All right, so you guys are settled in for the night. We're going to hop back into the bar.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people ran out when this thing went from being, you know, a nice bar brawl to being a lethal fight. The bartender's looking, what have you done to my bar? You've... Call the Reeve!
I'll pay for everything. Don't worry about it.
There are dead people in my establishment.
I'm gonna give him like 10 platinum.
He looks at the 10 platinum and goes, I guess I could use a new coat of paint, and those cups weren't very nice to begin with. But that doesn't clear up the dead people. They'll call the police. They'll call the Reeve, and the Reeve will round up a posse.
Has the bar fight ended?
We should... He pauses and goes, it's probably not wise to stay here. Or if you do stay here in town, you might want to find somewhere to hide before they come looking for you.
Okay, so how many people are dead and how many people are unconscious on the right now?
There are two dead and like four unconscious.
Okay, I'm going to pump a hit point into each of the dead people just to bring them back to life so they can take care of that in the morning. And then I'm going to use thaumaturgy to turn out the lights and tell you, Milrim, let's go!
I'm going to throw up the peace sign and then follow him.
As you revive the people from death, just enough that they are alive, not enough that they don't realize how badly you kicked their ass. And you... Okay, so what is your plan from here now that you've...
I want to find their campsite there.
Roll me survival.
I see nothing.
Sorry, I lost my mouse there. 17.
17. So while K2 is not seeing a whole lot, you manage to find Jess's tracks, and you move your way through the woods, and you find them all curled up on this bed of clovers.
I'm going to yell, give me all your money really quick, and then start laughing.
Jess, how do you react to someone coming in all of a sudden shouting, give me all your money?
I'm going to pull out my bow and shoot them.
That seems pretty logical.
That was an unwise move. And possibly another unwise move from me.
Yeah, I'd like you to roll me your attack. At disadvantage because you're just waking up, but roll me your attack.
That would be a 10.
That's a miss.
An arrow lands like inches from your face in the tree.
Well, eat chill, bro, I'm going to say.
Well, I'm not getting back to sleep anytime soon.
Maybe you can play us one of those songs while we rest.
Yeah, no, I'm going back to bed.
That's fair. Gonna keep a watchful eye out and you know, here or anybody maybe still wanting to pursue us.
Why would they want to do that?
I mean, it's not like anyone's
when you meet a bunch of people up, something generally comes looking for you.
Before I go to bed, I'm going to use my nameless art and walk in a pattern so I have a nice comfy bed to sleep on.
You thicken up the growth in the ground, and there's some lovely little red flowers that pop up that smell beautiful.
I hope they're opium.
They might be, you don't know.
Try it out later, I guess.
Start eating random flowers, making con saves. As the night progresses, it's just in the gray light before dawn. Who's K2, are you still up, or did you not go to sleep?
I'm gonna stay up the whole night. I'll take the disadvantage. Just be safe.
And in the gray light before dawn, you do indeed hear a twig snap. As you kind of take a quick glance around and realize that there's a couple people trying to sneak up on you in the woods.
I'm going to use thaumaturgy to make my voice really loud and say, you don't want to do that.
Does that wake us up?
Yes, it does.
Grab my bow.
I light a joint.
I got my needle out.
Can I see anything that isn't our party? Even if it isn't actually an enemy, but anything that kind of looks like an enemy?
A bunch of leaves suddenly move against the wind.
I shoot it.
Roll me your attack.
9. Awesome.
Unfortunately, that it disappears into the bushes. You're not sure if you made contact with anything. However, the bushes suddenly are all moving around you. There's probably a dozen people in the bushes.
Should we run?
Roll for initiative.
Okay, we won't run.
I mean, you can still run.
Is it like daybreak right now?
Yeah, about then. You've gotten your full rest. You were, excellent. You know, in the last little bits of it.
Could I have rolled you the hit die in that time?
Absolutely.
I got 6 for initiative.
But Chef... shouldn't she be married first? Nope. 17.
Also 17.
Ooh.
I have a 15 dex, if that matters.
No, both of you roll a d20 straight roll. No mods.
Well, that's a natural 1.
Alright, so Jessica.
That's a natural 20. Great. That's awesome.
And there it goes for the night.
There it goes. Wasted on a useless roll. Awesome.
All right. As you... and that puts you up at the top, as all around you, you see that there are people in, like, every now and again you catch just like the silhouette of a person moving in the bushes.
Should we run, guys? Or do
I'm not leaving my money.
Yeah, but like, take your money.
I can't run with my money.
Oh. Okay. Can I tell where some of these bad guys are?
I mean, you got a pretty good idea where the bushes are moving.
Okay, and that's within 90 feet?
Yippers.
Okay, I'm casting Entangle. So there's a 20-foot square that weeds and vines just sprout up from. Any creature in the area when I cast the spell must succeed on a strength saving throw or be restrained by the plants until the spell ends.
Well, one of them made it. Two of them did not.
Well, two of them are stuck.
Like that.
All right.
Which means
so
that their speed is zero. They don't get... attack rolls against them have advantage, and they have disadvantage on all dex saving throws.
Perfect.
So, ha!
All right, anything else from you?
Nope, I'm just going to say that'll slow them down for a little bit.
Jessica.
We can't see them, correct?
You have a fairly good idea of where they are, but you can't see them, no.
Then I will... Bonus action? Yes. I will use my action to ready a shot on the first one that I see, and I will use my bonus action to give... Who do I want to give it to? Go with K2, inspiration.
All right. K2, that puts you up next. You have a bardic inspiration. What would you like to do?
Can I see anybody at this particular moment?
No, they're all still moving through the bushes. You can see the bushes like moving and rustling, but you don't see them directly yet.
Okay, I'm going to move as close as I can to those bushes and ready in action for the first person to step out of that bush.
All right, and up next is their turn. So, as they all suddenly poke their heads out with short bows in hand, Jessica and K2, I need your attacks, please.
All right, for your attack there, K2, just remember you do have Bardic Inspiration, so you can add a D6 to it if you so desire, or you can choose not to if you don't want to.
Okay, well, I have a unarmed strike, a nat 17 total.
So you can, before you know the result of that, choose to add the D6 if you want to. If you don't want to, you don't have to, but you can't know the result until... You can't do it until you, like, you can't know it once you've known if you've hit or not, so. And you have it for 10 minutes, so you don't need to use it right now, but I just...
Yeah, I'll hold it for a lesser dice.
Okay, I also have a 17 on my attack.
Both of you will hit. Roll me your damage.
Okay.
Well, that was an unarmed strike, so it's a 4.
Well, you crack him in the face and knock him unconscious.
I hit him for 7 magical damage.
You pierce one of his lungs with your arrow.
That's what he gets for trying to steal my gold.
Oh, yeah.
We're not in the wrong here, by the way. These guys came to us.
That, I mean, it's very true. They showed up with weapons, and, you just did what you had to do.
By any law of the land, we are in full rights to murder these people.
As arrows fly through the air, Nyssa, one of them does hit you. You take 3 points of piercing damage. Jessica, 2 of them hit you. You take a total of 5 piercing damage. K2... Does a 15 hit you?
Yes, it will.
You take 1 point of piercing damage. And Nilrim, they miss you by like 6 feet. On that note, Nilrim, there are still like 8 people moving around in the bushes you can see in different locations.
I keep losing his mouse. I'm really sorry, guys. Okay, so the ones that are attacking, the closest one to me, I guess. How are they bundled up together or are they spread apart?
They're spread apart all around the clearing that you are in, and they're keeping into the bushes.
Can I see any of them?
You can see where the bushes are moving, but as you see... You don't see one, but you did see one just disappear back into the bushes, so you got a pretty good idea where he is.
I'm going to do create bonfire in that area and set that whole thing afire so we can see these guys.
That is a solution, absolutely. He has to roll a dexterity save, if I'm not... I believe.
Yeah.
He got a 13.
Nice.
So... My spell save DC is 14.
So he fails.
Nice.
How much damage does he take?
That's 1d8. So that would be 7.
You hear screams from the bushes as the flames move further away from your current location. Rather rapidly. He's running and on fire.
Nice.
Anything else from you, Nilrim?
I guess I'll back away from where all the action is.
Alright. Nissa, we're back up at the top with you.
Okay. I have been trying to follow. Are any of my friends currently under attack? Like imminently?
No.
Okay.
No. The only person who's near one of the assailants is K2, and K2 just knocked him out, so.
Nice. Well, I'm... And those guys are still tangled in my weeds?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm just going to keep concentrating on that. And okay. I am going to, if I can, I'm also going to plant myself kind of behind K2, using K2 as a shield. So that I can keep those guys held in place.
K2 makes an effective shield for someone of your size.
I thought so.
Jessica.
Can I see anyone?
Roll me investigation.
Investigation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome. That's a 3.
I'm going to roll somebody stealth.
Well, stealth would be perception, but it would still be a 3. That's what passes. Investigation is like looking around. Not that it matters. It's the same role for me either way. I shouldn't be nitpicky.
Investigating in between the bushes to see if somebody is there. Anyways, no, you don't see a direct spot where someone is. They are still in the bushes. But you did again see where the bushes are moving.
Ready a shot, just like before. Second
right.
Verse, same as the first.
K2. What would you like to do?
I'm going to make a perception check to where I think the next person is going to come out and hold an action there.
All right. On their turn, They do indeed pop out. K2, you're about 15 feet short of the person with the bow. Is there anything else you'd like? You held your action.
Could I throw a handful of ball bearings at him? Because I do have a ton of ball bearings on me.
Sure. Just throw the whole bag at him. Hit him in the forehead with that, and that'll knock him out.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Hey, roll me an attack on that, and then Jessica, as one of them pokes their head out to open fire on K2, I'd like you to make your attack.
Natural 17.
Ditto. I rolled a 21 total.
Jess, I'd like you to roll me damage. K2, as you throw your bag of money at bag of ball bearings, it hits him just above the nose, like straight in the forehead. And you see his eyes kind of go white or wide and then just kind of roll up into his head as he falls backwards. He is still breathing. He's probably quite concussed at this point.
5 damage total.
You catch another guy in the stomach with an arrow that it buries itself like almost halfway up to the hilt, and then you see him kind of stumble backwards before falling down on one knee. He's not long for this world.
Yeah, he's gonna have a bit of a time when he pulls that out of him.
Yep. Assuming he gets that far.
This is true.
The rustling in the bush suddenly moves away, like you hear these people falling back, having lost over half of their number already. They're retreating, at least for now.
How many of them were left, did we figure?
4 or 5.
Should we end this now? Or run?
It's up to you.
Well, I'm not leaving my money and I'm not giving chase, so.
Do you trust me to hold your money and they'll run the opposite direction?
No.
We are pirates.
So are you letting them go or giving chase?
I'm not chasing them, so.
Let's let them go.
Yeah, I'll let them go.
As you go ahead.
I was just going to say we should probably just head to our boat and get the hell out of here then.
Agreed.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Alright, so you guys make your way down to the back down to the harbor. You notice you're getting some funny looks from people. But you very quickly get to your boat, untie, and just cast off. Might be wise to avoid this place for a little while.
Maybe.
We only finished what somebody else started.
And you're not wrong. As you guys set sail, I would like a d20 plus your proficiency, John, for your piloting the boat. And K2, all right. And K2, strength, please and thank you. Or athletics.
K2, if you haven't used your inspiration dice, you could still use it for this.
Go to a 20 with my inspiration.
Well, while your navigation isn't perfect, luckily you're following the coastline, so that makes it a little bit easier, and K2 is like giving his all, and you're managing to keep the sail with just enough breeze in it that you're making some pretty major progress as you get through the day. As the sun is setting, do you guys want to continue pressing on through the night, or do you want to set in? You're probably another full day's travel away from the city.
Yeah, let's set in.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys head in towards the shore, pulling your boat up. I would like a survival roll from somebody, please and thank you.
I'll do it. 18.
The beach is decently full of a bunch of driftwood, which lets you build a little shelter and more than enough wood to get a small fire going. Your cat disappears off into the bush again. He comes back about 15 minutes later, holding an entire swan by its neck. Proceeds to set it down and start digging into it.
It's terrifying. Swans are huge.
And mean.
Yeah, I would take a goose over a swan any day of the week.
I don't know. Geese are pretty bad, too.
They are, but they're smaller.
Slightly.
Well, this swan will not be bothering anybody ever again. Ever. Unless there's a necromancer involved. And then I question why you went to wizard school.
And then all bets are off.
In the immediate confusion of why the hell did you raise a swan, you kill them.
You don't stop at a swan, you raise an army of zombie swans.
Sadly, you're not allowed to do that according to the rules.
How come?
Rules, schmools. I'll figure out how to make it balanced.
You gotta be able to make an army. Otherwise, what's the point?
There's hit dice requirements for raising undead. It's so stupid.
We can assess those at a later time.
Yeah.
The rules are guidelines. Provided everyone's playing by the same guidelines.
It's true. The very first rule is these are simply suggestions.
So as you guys set up camp for the night, who's on watch?
I'll watch first. Me and Sir Ian McKitlin will have a good watch.
Well, over the span of your first watch, you realize that the beach does indeed have some sort of gopher species that lives right where the sand and the grass meet. By morning, you're pretty sure it no longer has a gopher problem.
Hmm. Kitten is hungry.
He's a growing boy.
This is seriously the hungriest cat I've ever seen in my life.
Right? But self-sufficient. So you pass through the night, or pass through your shift without any major events other than the occasional startling as the cat takes off seeing another one of these little things poke its head out of a hole. It's like whack-a-snack. Who's up next?
I can take the next watch.
Roll me perception, please.
Nineteen.
As you are sitting there just kind of watching everything, these strange fireflies start rising up off of the ocean. As you go and you take a look at them, you see that they're like this bluish phosphorescent firefly, and you're pretty sure you saw these for sale in the city, like in the magical district.
Nice. Do I have a receptacle to try and catch them?
Pretty sure you got a water skin or something you could put them in.
Alright, I'm going to see how many I can catch of these little fuckers.
Roll me sleight of hand. Alrighty. You managed to catch 7 of them.
Nice. What are they called?
They're just some sort of little firefly. They have a blue light on their, or a blue glow on their stomach.
Little do you know, they're poisonous, and now you're going to die.
Well, he didn't touch them, did he? Here, maybe.
Alright, so otherwise your evening is pretty quiet. Other than your bug hunting and occasionally the cat suddenly dashing down the beach to go grab another gopher. By morning, you guys get back in the boat and you start traveling. And the weather holds out, although the clouds are starting to thicken up. You manage to make it within sight of the city. Its large gate, like the water gate, there to admit boats in and out, and you do indeed see galleys and the occasional warship, sailing boats, fishing boats. You are a glorified rowboat, and you have to dodge and weave between these massive giants that would squish your boat if you were to get stuck between them. Here's a question for you guys. It's 10 after 10.
Yep.
So we only have a limited amount of time before we should wrap up. As you guys get into town, what is your higher priorities?
I want to buy a battleship if we can get that score, or at least a bigger ship.
I looked up how much like things like that cost, only because I wanted to find out what cost a horse, and they actually had the ship layouts. We probably can't afford a battleship.
No, those are quite pricey.
How about a schooner to start?
Well, at least a bigger ship.
I think a long ship is 10,000 gold or something stupid like that.
Wow.
Something bigger than that. I got a hell of a lot of platinum here.
So... for me, oh, sorry.
Like a galley, probably out of your price range at about 30 grand. Warship is not in my app properly. It says it's a staff. So don't have that one on hand. These are, again, book values. You're going to have to go negotiate on a ship. Sailing ship is 10,000 gold. Now, keep in mind, with a bigger ship, they do have crews that are required of them.
That's what I was just going to say. Is like, we do need more people, which means then we'd have to pay them, too. So it's not just the price of the ship. It's also the price of maintaining said ship.
Mm-hmm. So a medium ship.
Small ship, a small sailing vessel that's, like, could be crewed by, like, four or five people would probably be good enough for us. As long as it's seaworthy, right? That's just me talking out of my butt.
We can put a few cannons on it or something, right?
Cannons get heavy.
We have spellcasters. We don't need cannons.
Yeah, we should be all right there.
True.
Just taking a look here at what... I have been reading up on these, but... So, something to consider. This isn't, you know, you shopping right now, but something to consider. There are the longship. He is like a Viking longship. It's powered only by oars. It is... Like, it's a rudder with just a bunch of oars.
It initially sounded like you said... Only powered by whores.
I know. I wasn't going to say anything, like, but that's what I heard.
That was the oddest power system I've ever heard.
It's by the magic of whores.
Well, it would be powered by semen then, wouldn't it?
But shh.
And that's all, folks.